Late last month, federal regulators made two policy changes that will likely affect the quality of the air in Massachusetts by increasing greenhouse gas emissions and air pollution. As WBUR's Barbara Moran reports this morning, since COVID-19 is more deadly for people with existing lung problems, critics say that air quality is a pressing issue right now.
The Environmental Protection Agency says it will temporarily stop enforcing certain regulations during the COVID-19 pandemic. Specifically, if companies or factories can't meet their monitoring or reporting requirements because of the pandemic, they're off the hook. The EPA says it had to institute the new policy because contractors can't travel and workers are getting sick. The agency says it's not giving companies a license to pollute. Not everyone agrees.
It is just absolutely an open license to pollute. It's as simple as that.
That's Gina McCarthy, president of the Natural Resources Defense Council. She ran the EPA under President Obama. She says laws already allow for environmental rules to be relaxed under certain circumstances, like a natural disaster. But she's never seen anything like this.
To simply give it to every industry that exists in the United States of America is shameless. If you have operating refineries, operating chemical manufacturing companies, they are dealing with substances that you do not want to leave that fence line.
A few days after the EPA issued the new enforcement policy, the agency finalized a new rule weakening fuel economy and emission standards for cars. To many critics, the timing seems poor.
I personally have been really troubled by this, particularly the explicit lack of enforcement and the rollback of the clean car rule in the moment where we're having a respiratory health crisis.
Elizabeth Henry is president of the Environmental League of Massachusetts.
There are massive, far-reaching and long-lasting public health ramifications. I find it heartbreaking.
The EPA declined a request for an interview on the topic. There's no data linking air pollution with an increased risk of contracting or dying from the new coronavirus. But research on a similar virus, SARS, found that patients from areas with heavy air pollution were twice as likely to die from SARS as those from regions with low pollution.
Those air pollutants are causative of respiratory infections.
Aaron Bernstein is a pediatrician at Boston Children's Hospital and director of Harvard Center for Climate, Health, and the Global Environment.
Those air pollutants get into people's lungs. They stifle the immune system. They disable our body's ability to clear infections. And we have lots of research showing that's the case.
Massachusetts does have its own pollution standards, and state regulators say they're not planning to ease up on enforcement during the pandemic. And State Attorney General Maura Healey says she's planning to sue the Trump administration over the fuel economy rollback. However, our state will likely be affected by looser regulations elsewhere. As one environmental advocate put it, air pollution knows no boundaries. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Barbara Moran.